All right, so what are the odds this is the last show with the A-Team this week? %1,000, but that's all right. We got a lot of good stuff coming. Let's do it. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. AJ Hoffman, the role model. Zhong Li, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Zhong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Wednesday. We do things a little bit differently. We put odds on everything. So if you call, text, send a carrier pigeon, fly in here naked with something written on your chest, put odds on it. What's going on, Mr. Hoffman?
Sports and stuff like that, man. What's going on with you?
Nothing. I'm just in a fantastic mood today.
Good for you.
Got a chance to go out and hang out with the Whitmire's boys for lunch.
Nice.
I brought home some product from that. And then we went by 11 Below and tried a couple of their beers, which were terrific. So good day.
Don't we have whiskey here today?
We do have whiskey here. Different whiskey.
Yes. Different whiskey. Yep. Okay.
Because we're going to talk about the art of whiskey.
Well, you're going to have to let me know
how good it is.
Yeah.
I can't do too much of it. I only had one beer today because I had a show to do, and I got to jet out of here and fly to wonderful Dallas when the show's over.
I was Santa Claus today. I brought in a couple cases of Buffalo Bayou, they're sponsoring me for my fight. And I went by yesterday to pick up my sponsorship check. And on top of the check, they sent me home with about 8 cases of beer. And that's even more than I'll be able to drink, honestly. So I thought I would share it amongst the people and try to spread that craft beer.
I bet
beer,
you could do it.
Yeah, spread the love to some people. Barry Laminack's going to try it. He's normally like a Bud Light drinker. I'm trying to open his horizons a little bit.
You gave him that Sam's Daily. That's a good choice.
Yeah, that's an easy drinking brew. So maybe, you know, Barry will be he'll end up being a convert, but I kind of doubt it knowing him. He's got a lot of gutter in him at the end of the day.
Natty Light, yeah.
Great news. This is the way I like to start the show, with a text from my wife. Your son opened the emergency door on the bus today. He has zero common sense. Bus driver said she was going to call me, and he has to sit in the front the rest of the year. We'll see what she says when she calls. He seems to he's trying to sell it that he didn't know it was the lever for the door. Something about it looking like it was unlocked and unlatched, and he tried to move it to make it look latched. And it opened the door.
Because I don't give a shit.
He doesn't. Well, he does. Like, once he gets in trouble, then suddenly he cares.
Yeah, then it matters, yeah.
Then he's no longer a honey badger. She said, I just hope he won't be kicked off the bus because I don't want to have to sit in carpool, which makes sense. My wife is invested in him not getting kicked off the bus. I got kicked off the bus so many times when I was a kid. When I was in junior high, I got that same punishment where I had to sit in the front of the bus right behind the bus driver, and he kept playing this really crappy music. Like, he played classical music.
Oh, God.
And so I leaned over the seat, ejected his tape out of the tape deck, and threw it out the window. And I was no longer welcome to ride the bus.
Because I don't give a shit.
At the time, I didn't give a bleep. Hopefully my kid has more sense than I did at the time, but this is kind of the first time he's gotten in trouble this school year. I mean, it's been like, what, 3 weeks?
Yeah.
So I don't know how upset to be.
He's been on a good run, man.
Yeah. But we'll see. I'm sure that's the – this probably won't even finish in the top 5 bonehead things he does by the end of the year. But this is the first one on the list, the first act on the list of Jake being a dummy in fourth grade. So
every year I tell you, you know what, at some point he's going to grow out of it.
No, he's not.
I'm starting to wonder.
He's just bad.
I'm starting to wonder.
He's a bad kid. It happens. That's what happens. Sometimes you've got a bad egg. My egg, bad. I think he got it from his wife, or from my wife. I think that's where it came from.
Well, it all comes from the mare side. It's like horse racing. Yeah.
Because, like, I'm pretty good. Like, I feel like I'm a good person. You know, I'm pretty well-behaved. No one never complains about me at work. So that's good.
Haven't been written up once yet.
Yeah. I've got.
Well, we did get written up the one time.
Was it a different company? Doesn't even count.
Yeah, that doesn't count. You're right.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm a good role model. I think he's just a bad seed, man. What are you going to do? I can't trade him in. No. It is what it is. You got to grow the plant, even though it's going to have broken petals. You got to grow it. So, it is what it is, Fred. I'll survive. He'll survive, I'm sure. And then eventually he'll go to juvie and he'll get it figured out there.
You know, get tattoos and.
Oh, yeah.
He'll shave his head like Nas.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could see that happening. 713-780-ESPN is your number here on a What Are the Odds Wednesday.
How about them Strohs?
They really were, well, for eight innings.
And they did that thing last night where they waited for that melt until there was no football to distract me from it. So they did it very publicly. And honestly, I didn't even start watching the game until seventh inning because I've been watching Narcos, and I'm trying to finish that. And I finished an episode, and I was like, I better check on these Astros, even though I said months ago it's not a playoff team. I've already thrown dirt on them. But much to my surprise, look at them winning a game. And then they didn't. So,
and the guy who said they were more talented than the Rangers is the one who blew the save.
By the way, they're not more talented than the Rangers.
No, I don't know where they got that.
Rangers are significantly better.
You could have made that case a few months ago before the Rangers made trades at the deadline and the Astros didn't, that they were pretty close. You can't need more. It's not even close. I didn't even watch it. I watched, I'm embarrassed to say, preseason hockey.
Oh, really?
Well, pre-tournament hockey, U.S.-Finland.
I watched the last of that game. I watched some Narcos, and I watched some America's Got Talent. I like that show. And it was the finals, so they're all done with that. But they're going to do the results tonight. One of the guys in the finals, the long snapper for the Eagles.
Yeah, I saw something on Larry Brown Sports about
that. He's a magician. He's pretty badass, too.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I really like the magic. I don't like on that show when people sing. It really pisses me off that singers make it because I feel like there's 100 shows for singers. I just want to see acts where there's magic or where people are doing really dangerous stuff and they keep putting singers through. It drives me crazy. They should have their own show for that. I mean, they do have their own shows for that. There's American Idol. There's The Voice. There's 100 shows where you can go sing. If singing is all you do, don't come to America's Got Talent. That's only for magic and danger stuff, I think.
If it was just that, I would watch it. But if you're going to have somebody break out into a song, I'm going to flip away.
I fast forward through those songs.
Who's in the final? That ukulele girl?
She made the finals, yeah.
Oh, along with I forget his name.
That gay dude with the nose ring. That looks like Bob from The Biggest Loser. He's got three names. I don't know what it is.
I don't know.
And then the four black guys from Chicago. Like, there's one real fat black guy and then three normal-sized guys. But there's a bunch of singing groups in. I could do without the singing. But there's some cool magic acts, including that John Dornbos, who's the long snapper for the Eagles. So I'll watch I'll watch that again tonight to see who wins.
The finals are live, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So he's not playing?
I mean, he's not playing.
For the Eagles?
He's not playing tonight.
Oh, okay. So after the game, he'll just go fly to wherever they are? Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
And he's a long snapper. How much practice does he take?
Yeah. He got one job. Although somebody screwed that up last week. It cost the Arizona Cardinals a game. They're stupid long snapper. Oh, you got a chance to beat the Patriots? Long snapper's going to blow this. And they'll, of course, blame the kicker. It's always the kicker's fault.
Now, this was I admit I'm actually excited about the World Cup of hockey now because I was watching USA last night, and that was all I watched. I just watched that and then.
What is it, like practice hockey?
Well, it's a pre-tournament game to get ready for the tournament, which starts Saturday, but they're actually really playing like they hate each other. Like, and I think it kind of...
Were there fights?
There were in the U.S.-Canada games this weekend.
Who won?
Well, the games or the fights?
The fights. I don't care
U.S.
about
is
the
winning the fights. They got more. That's the thing. They put this team together to just be.
You got some goons. You got a goon squad.
You got a goon squad, and then you've got a few guys who can score goals, but most of them are just guys that'll take your head off.
Okay.
So that's their plan. Which
I think every team should have at least one or two goons.
Well, they've got five or six.
By the way, I love that word goon.
It is. Although technically, there's not many goons left in the NHL, but you have guys who they call chippy.
Yeah.
They've changed it now. It's got to be more politically correct. You're chippy.
I wish you're an
irritant.
Like, and those guys usually they're not very good at hockey, right?
In this case, all of them are really good. They just also happen to be jerks.
Oh,
so
I miss the good old days where like you carried one guy on your roster who sucked at hockey, but he'd whoop somebody's ass if it came down to it.
Yeah.
Like if somebody smashed into the good player on the team, they'd throw that guy in and he'd just smash somebody. I always thought, hey, that'd be a good job for me if I could ice skate, but I can't ice skate, much less fight on ice skates. That'd be disastrous. So it's not the life for me. But if dodgeball had goons, I could do that.
But if you learned to skate,
dodgeball goon,
you'd make a pretty good goon at this stage.
No, I'm too old to learn to skate. It's too hard.
You just go out there and take somebody's head off, and when they get up, you get them in a chokehold. So that's what I haven't seen. You get the gloves off, and then you get them in a chokehold.
That'd be good.
That would be awesome.
If some goon used jujitsu instead of striking, so like he takes that guy down and just like arm bars the hell out of him. That'd be good.
Yeah.
No, grappling is an underutilized skill in hockey fighting.
Yeah, I think if you learn to do that on skates, you'd be pretty badass.
You shoot that double leg on the skates and just, I mean, it never happens. Because once the fight hits the ground, usually in hockey, it's over.
Yeah, it's over, right.
Guys think they're safe. That's where if you had some black belt in jiu-jitsu come in, the fight hits the ground. Oh, it's just started, bro. He throws up that triangle with the skates on. Oh, uh-huh. Devastating. Devastating.
Imagine poor guy trying to tap out on the ice. That'd be
yeah.
I like it.
Ryan says on America's Got Talent, he misses the regurgitator from last year. The regurgitator from last year was the most talented human on the earth. And he came on our show, if you remember,
yeah,
Fred.
Yeah, I remember that.
He got ripped off. There's no one that should have won that show if he couldn't win the show. He was the most amazing thing I've ever seen, what that guy could do. He would swallow four pennies with four different dates on them, and you'd say, cough up the 1976, and he'd move around his guts and then hack it up. That's unbelievable. That takes true skill. He was doing Rubik's Cube. He'd swallow a Rubik's Cube and then do it in his belly and spit it out solved. If that's not talent, I don't know what is. I really don't.
Well,
I'm confused about what singing. That's talent apparently now. Give me a break.
Well, if you can.
If you can swallow stuff and bring it back up, that's talent.
Well, if you can't get your website to spit up the money after you've won, I'm telling you where
there
to go.
There you go. I see what you did there.
Yeah. You're going to mybookie.lv. Or RAG, it works for either one of them. But the one thing that just frustrated me about online sites is you'd have to wait weeks to get paid. It's frustrating. And that's why thousands of players are making the switch to MyBookie. Industry-leading website. They offer real Vegas odds, incredible player props, live in-game action with odds updated in real time. And just like we said, fast, no-hassle payouts when you win. And by the way, if you're not into sports betting, they've got a great race book there. And all track odds and all track bets. So I absolutely love playing on MyBookie. Join now and your first deposit's going to get matched dollar for dollar up to $1,000. And if you sign up and deposit the next 30 minutes, you're going to get an extra 10% bonus. Just use the promo code FRED to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie today or call 844-900-BETS. They've got terrific customer support there. Open your account, start winning. Expert or rookie, you got to check out mybookie.lv. Get rid of your bookie. Try MyBookie. Sign up today.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation, no breathing. Don't give a...
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Happy What Are the Odds Wednesday. Hope you're having a great one. If you want to get in, now's probably your segment, 713-780-3776. And I mentioned at the top, this is the last show of the week with the whole team together because AJ is off tomorrow and Friday so they can beat the crap out of someone legally in an octagon. And I will be heading to Dallas for the Canelo fight. We'll be doing interviews there. Mike Pearson will be filling in for AJ the next 2 days. But we'll have some fun.
Nice.
So we'll have a little boxing. And if you haven't had a chance to hear Pearson, he's pretty good, man. And he kind of gets what the show's about and he plays along great. So
that's always nice.
Yeah, and then whenever we have issues where we want to talk about black people, he always comes in and does it for us.
Yeah, so because he's black.
Yeah, but no, it'll be fun shows, and we'll get some good interviews, and yeah, we'll still do our usual stuff, and I'll have some college picks ready tomorrow for those of you who are asking. I was really busy today and just, you know, didn't get around to it. Sorry.
It's all right.
It's I had some business to do. I had to go talk to some of our sponsors, our wonderful sponsors that we have on the station. So, I'll have picks tomorrow, and AJ will tweet his out, so you'll be able to win or lose money with us as you always do. So all I ask is that you be patient.
Dustin says we need some Dustin to win for Jonathan. Jonathan the lion who died at the zoo today, at the Houston Zoo.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they've got three girl lions
Not
and
Jonathan.
One boy lion. Jonathan was the boy lion. He died this morning, Fred. He passed away. My wife and kids went to the zoo last week. They went to see the lions, but only the girl lions were out. I think it was known that Jonathan was not feeling his best, and today he passed. So, Dustin the Windjong, do we have that?
Hey, he's in there talking.
Is that only for humans, or can we? What? Jong? Benny Hill music?
Wow.
Jeez, he's a cherished member of the Houston Animal
Coalition.
Let's
keep it real.
That was the most disrespectful.
I clicked the wrong one. Both have one's labeled Dumbass Report, one's labeled Dustin Wins, and I clicked the Dumbass Report.
Yeah, you should have clicked the Dumbass Report for you.
Yeah, that's my bad.
Yeah, that was a big mistake, John.
Yeah,
that's in poor taste.
We're trying to honor poor Jonathan.
Poor taste. So, Twitter thoughts, Twitter prayers to Jonathan and
his loved ones,
his family, the three lions that he made love to,
and rotated.
Yeah,
presumably.
Listen, it's part of living in the animal world, Fred. You get to spread it around a little bit, and Jonathan was a spreader. So
that wouldn't be a bad gig, male lion.
No, that's a good life. I think the girl lions do all the hunting.
They do
and
all
stuff.
The hunting. They do everything. He just kind of lays up there and eats. And
sometimes if people mess with him, he kills them.
Yeah. Just rips their head off.
Yeah. That's the life. That's a life I'd choose. Bring me some food. And then every once in a while, oh, you're not supposed to be here. I have to kill you.
So you've got like an entire pack of female lions that bring you food.
Yeah.
Take care of your business when you want it.
Yep.
That sounds like a good life.
Yeah.
If I come back as an animal, that's what I'm going to put. Yeah, I'm going to put my resume in for that. That or
problem is when you have all those lionesses, child support can get out of hand. Well,
that's true, and you know, I've had a lot of experience with that.
Yeah. Now imagine if you had you know cubs from three lionesses,
or three different groups of lioness tribes.
Right.
And now you're getting into real kinds of fun.
Yeah. Who can afford that on a lion's salary?
I know I can't.
Lions are seriously underpaid.
Well,
everybody's worried about fast food workers. What about these lions getting no money? So,
and then they die and people
shame.
Play the Benny Hill song.
Yeah, Jong just slaps in his face. Jong, you would have never played that while Jonathan was alive. You would have been terrified. You feel safe because Jonathan's passed.
Yeah. It's easy to make fun of a dead animal once he's gone. Bet you wouldn't have gone down to the zoo and climbed over the fence
Never.
Like that dude.
Yeah, you're so tough.
Played that stuff.
You're so tough. Go in there and say that to his face.
What are the odds I pass my senior classes in the technology program at UH? P.S. The professors do not teach BQ. I'd give you 80% chance.
I don't know. I don't know if he might be a dummy.
Yeah, that's true. I'm getting a lot of hashtag John killed Jonathan.
I don't think that's true.
No.
John was here all day.
Yeah.
Wait, where are you? Where were you earlier today? This morning?
This morning? What time this morning?
Early this morning.
I was probably here. Like early this morning, as in like 6 a.m., I was sleeping.
You were asleep? Are you sure?
Yeah.
You have anybody who can vouch for you?
No.
Well, interesting. You were sleeping alone.
Maybe Jonathan.
Alone. You were sleeping alone?
Yeah, he's always too busy around here to actually go and kill anything.
That's true.
Either that or he just does whatever he can to avoid talking to me at all times, because every time I see him, his head's buried in something. Or he's running around.
I think Jong has gotten to where he hates the show.
It may be. I thought it was just me he hated.
No, I think he hates the whole show. I think he's like, sometimes I don't think he's really listening to the show anymore. He's just kind of like, I think he's over it. Now he just does it. I think Jong's in it for a paycheck now.
You could be right.
Well,
still not trading him.
When Jong was making like 15 grand a year, he was hungry. Now he's rich. You know,
now that it's up to 18, man.
Yeah, now we can't get him to pay attention. He was a grinder when he was making 15 grand a year.
Now I'm swimming in that producer money. You
yeah,
know?
Now you're too busy. You're in there.
Remember what?
Getting pedicures during the show, everything else. I mean.
Just remember what got you there. It was this show that got you here.
He doesn't need us anymore. Nah,
he's got Granado and all those guys.
Yeah, that's his new crew.
Joel Blank.
That's his new crew.
Yeah, that's all right. That's fine. Sometimes I get it. You want to drift away and try something new. It happens. You want to leave the current wife alone. It's okay. We'll be here when you're done.
Yep.
You'll realize how good you had it.
One day. All right. You know how good you could have it this weekend, guys? Really, really good, because DraftKings is hosting another free fantasy contest this weekend. $100,000 in total prizes are up for grabs. And here's the kicker. There's no deposit required. You heard that right. None. Put your fantasy knowledge to the test for free to win your share of 100 grand this weekend at DraftKings.com. If you've been waiting to try out DraftKings, but you were nervous about, you know, putting money in, well, now's your chance. Try it for free. DraftKings, the destination for one-week fantasy football. No season-long commitments. You play when you want with the players you want. Just pick your contest, draft your players, follow your team live. You can renew old rivalries with friends or family. Play with total strangers from all the way across the country. I like the 50-50 contest where the top half of all entries win cash. Whether you're a one-week fantasy rookie or an old-school vet, DraftKings offers fun, fair, free contests for you all season long. Hurry to DraftKings.com right now. Use the code Houston and play free in this weekend's $100,000 fantasy contest. This contest is free. There's no deposit required, so there's no reason not to play. Again, use that promo code Houston and play for free for your share of 100 grand this weekend. Only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See the website for details. The website, of course, is DraftKings.com.
When the show dog's house, they was watching your MTV raps. What's the haps on the craps? Shake 'em up, shake 'em up, shake 'em up, shake 'em. Roll 'em in a circle of homies and watch me break 'em with a 7. 7-Eleven, 7-Eleven, 7 even back door.
You're listening to The Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5. All the
baby bang. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And one of my favorite things in the world is whiskey. Second annual Whiskeys of the World
is so hard for me.
I know. I almost feel sorry for you, but... You know, you brought this on yourself, man. But Whiskeys of the World Houston, second annual, October 1st, Hyatt Regency downtown. Hundreds of whiskeys, food, whiskey seminars, cigar and whiskey pairings. Go to whiskeysoftheworld.com. It's 3 to 7 in the afternoons, right? Is that what we just heard? Yeah.
3 okay. to 7 in the afternoon. It's a daytime event.
Yeah. So with us now is Michael Egan, who has brought whiskey with him.
A lot of variety of whiskey, appears.
Gentlemen. Thank you for having me.
Oh, our pleasure.
Appreciate it.
Where are you from? Mississippi?
I recognize
that accent anywhere.
Dublin, Ohio.
Oh, okay.
No, Dublin, Ireland. I've been living in the United States for over 3 years now.
Okay.
So it's flown by.
Gone good by for you.
A little too quickly.
What do you think of this place?
I love it. Houston's a little hot.
Do you live here in Houston?
No, I live in Chicago now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I moved to Chicago, stayed there, and I've been there since. Living there since, right downtown Chicago.
Good for you.
It's beautiful. It's a good town. It's a beautiful town. Yeah, it's very nice. Great sports town.
Yeah.
And I'm fortunate enough to get to travel around 75% of the time around the state. So you're seeing every other city. So you're not just stuck to the city of Chicago, which is very nice.
Who's your soccer team? I know you got a soccer team.
I'm a Chicago Fire fan.
That's a lie.
I should say. No, I'm a United fan.
No, real soccer. Football.
I'm a Manchester United fan. I do support the Fire. I think I'm a firm believer of supporting your local team, okay, regardless of where you live, wherever you live around the state.
We would support the Dynamo, but they suck terribly. So yeah.
You know what? I hear that all the time. Unfortunately, when you're comparing MLS to EPL or anywhere else,
compared to the other MLS teams, they suck.
It's very true.
Yeah, so it is what it is. When they're good, maybe we'll talk about
Chicago Fire might be in that category as well.
Maybe so. That's all right.
Tell us a little bit about what you brought here and what these whiskeys are. And you've got one named after a racehorse, you were telling me.
I do, yeah. So I brought four whiskeys with us today. They're all from the Kilbeggan Distilling Company. So this whiskey right here, it's a blended Irish whiskey called Kilbeggan. They all come from the Kilbeggan Distilling Company, but the Kilbeggan Distillery is in County Westmeath, which is right in the middle of Ireland. Believe it or not, it's the world's oldest continuously licensed distillery. So the distillery itself gets its name from the village, from the town of Kilbeggan, but dates back to 1757. So since 1757, we've maintained our
license.
How
do you know? Were you around for that?
I was there.
You weren't there.
Yeah, Don told me.
Oh, that makes sense. That's actually pretty legit, yeah. I bet.
No, it is a very legit whiskey. It's a very legit distillery. Unfortunately, Ireland, our distilling landscape was hit pretty hard by Prohibition. And we went from having pre-Prohibition, the start of the 1900s, from around 87, nearly 90 legal distilleries, to just after Prohibition, we were in the 40s, and then come 1966, we had one distillery in Ireland.
Is Prohibition still going there?
Prohibition has ended, thankfully, in 1933, but it took us a while to...
How come nobody's coming back?
We're all coming back. We're the fastest-growing brown spirits category within the...
All right.
Well, fastest-growing category within the brown spirits category at the minute.
Okay.
So it's a very interesting time to be an Irish whiskey lover, to be a whiskey lover, but it's a beautiful time to work within the industry and promote these fantastic brands that I have. But... yeah, the first one here. You want a pour?
Yeah.
This is called Green.
Of course, Fred wants a pour. Fred wants a double.
Double.
Oh, no. No doubles.
I have a smell.
Fred with the heavy hand, that's what he likes.
So this is Green Ore. This is one of the world's only single grain Irish whiskey. So what do I mean by single grain? When you're looking at an Irish whiskey bottle or an Irish whiskey label, single only means one distillery. So that just means it comes from one distillery. And when we talk about grain, we mean corn. So this is a corn-based Irish whiskey, which, again, is unique and pretty unheard of. It's 93% French summer corn. So those of us, have you guys been to Ireland before?
No.
No, never? We don't have the climate in Ireland to grow corn adequate for distilling.
Okay.
So we get our corn from France, and then we use 7% malted barley, which is strictly for fermentation, so it doesn't really affect the flavor at all. So this is Green Ore, and then we mature that for 8 years in bourbon barrels. So it soaks up all those bourbon flavors. Very nice Irish whiskey for somebody, hey...
So you guys are getting bourbon barrels imported from the United States?
Well, in Ireland, we like to recycle. So you guys don't really do it here. So legally, you can only use bourbon barrels, or American distilleries can only use their barrels once. So they send them over to Ireland, to Scotland, and we reuse them.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's very good.
All right. Mm-hmm.
So what is the name of this one again?
This is called Green Ore.
Ah. And,
pass it over.
Okay.
Green Ore is a small little village about 2 hours north, or an hour and 45 minutes north of Dublin. And that's historically, where we used to get the corn in from France.
So if somebody comes to Whiskies of the World, they'll be able to try this.
Absolutely, yeah.
I'm going to recommend this one right off the bat.
You like it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very, very good. Sorry
it
you're missing
It smells so good, I know.
I think you might like this one, Fred, to be honest. This is Tyrconnell. This is gets its name after a racehorse, and I know you're a racehorsing enthusiast.
A bit, yes.
Tyrconnell, as a whiskey itself, the whiskey itself dates back to 1762. So again, this is tied to so much history and heritage within the Irish whiskey industry. The name itself gets its name from the year 1876. And the Andrew A. Watt Distillery at the time, back in 1876, bred and raced horses. And they had a horse called a Tyrconnell, which Tyrconnell is an old Gaelic word for Donegal, or the land of Connell, which is a county 2 hours north of Dublin. And they had a racehorse called the Tyrconnell that raced at 100-1 in the equivalent of the Irish, the Kentucky Derby here, the Irish National Produce Stakes. And he won, believe it or not, at 100-1. Was just a trap.
Fred would really love that.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Wasn't supposed to win the race at all and ended up coming first. So they were so ecstatic, and I'm sure they won a few, uh, few bob at the time, so they commissioned an artist to paint a finish line on every single bottle of whiskey that they had. So the Tyrconnell, now I lie, this is the original label, this is one of the original images, but an interesting fact, and I'm sure you guys have been into Irish pubs before, and you go into a lot of Irish pubs around the United States, and they have old Tyrconnell, be it mirrors or tin signs on the wall. And if you go and you find the real historic Tyrconnell sign, it has five English police officers at the finish line. And when we got our independence from the British in, after 1916, and we got our independence, they stripped off the English police officers at the finish line. That's pretty interesting. So when you see one that you know that's an English, or that's a label, a Tyrconnell label from before we got our independence. But this is a single malt Irish whiskey. So that's a beautiful sound.
Oh, it is.
It's a single malt Irish whiskey, 100% malted barley. So as opposed to the whiskey we just tried, which was a single grain, this is 100% malted barley, and it's aged for about 7 years. So it's about 6 to 8 years in ex-bourbon barrels. And I don't know if you guys know the story behind the age statements.
Let me get a smell of that one.
Let me take a whiff. This is known as the fruity one. Fruity Irish whiskey. A lot of green apple, a lot of citrus notes.
This is reminding me why I love booze so much, and why I'm stupid for fighting in a cage. It's a waste of my time.
Absolutely.
When I could be drinking.
Well, you would be on Saturday.
After you get the win on Saturday, you can toast.
Oh, absolutely. You know? Absolutely.
There's a lot going on in this one.
This is beautiful. Yeah. It's believe it or not, so we spoke about Prohibition very briefly, but this Irish whiskey right here, Tyrconnell, was the most demanded Irish whiskey pre-Prohibition in the United States. So this is what our great-grandparents in the United States were drinking before Prohibition kicked off.
Oh, okay.
Which is very interesting.
Oh, when you were talking about Prohibition, you meant our Prohibition in the United States. I thought you meant there was a Prohibition
in
Ireland.
This pre-Prohibition, 1919 to 1933, the U.S. was the biggest market for Irish whiskey.
Really?
So we really required you guys to keep consuming.
Gotcha.
We leaned on the U.S. a lot.
You don't have people there drinking it yourselves?
We do, yeah. It's just
not enough.
Size. Yeah, the U.S. was a major market. The UK was nearly our second biggest market. And then don't forget, the UK had its empire, Australia, South Africa.
Gotcha.
Australia. And then Ireland, from a domestic market point of view, still today, Ireland is a very small whiskey consuming market.
They like beer there?
We love beer. Yeah. We love a good pint of Guinness.
Me too. I love beer.
Am I the only one that could just sit here and listen to this guy's voice all afternoon?
You like that?
Not to get weird or anything, but
are you married or something?
It's Rosetta Stone. You buy a CD, you learn how to talk in the accent. I have a girlfriend.
Okay.
Yeah, not married yet.
What does she think about you traveling around with whiskey? I mean, is she worried you're going to meet some chick down here and get her wasted?
So. No, not at all.
Not at all? She's, are you sure?
She's a big advocate of the whiskeys that I sell, so she likes it.
Is she a good American lass?
She's a great American lass from Chicago. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But, she loves it. I love it as well. It's great to be able to promote these good Irish brands around the United States.
Not a bad gig. Tell us a little bit about the event itself.
So the event is October 1st. It's a daytime event as well from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., 7 p.m. And we're going to have some of the world's finest whiskies there, be it all of our whiskies that we just tried today. We have Irish, American, bourbons, Japanese, Scottish, Canadian whiskies from all over the world. And it's a lot of food, a lot of great cuisine, a lot of great drinks. I'm sure there's people going to be mixing cocktails there as well, but it's going to be an event not to miss for sure, down in the Hyatt Regency.
If I come, though, I can just have this, right? I can just bounce back and forth between these two?
You can bounce back and forth, but we did bring bottles in here for you guys today to take home with you.
Oh, good. That's great news for me.
We were sure not to leave you, not to leave your lips.
God, I was going to be so disappointed. You've made this whole day worthwhile now. Good job by you. My goodness.
No problem.
I was going to be really upset when you left, but now I'll be all right.
No, I've got you sorted. Don't worry. Come Saturday evening.
All right.
Be sipping a cool Tyrconnell.
Friday night.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
5 minutes after he kills it.
Let me catch my breath, and then I'm good to go.
You're dead right. And then finally, we have Connemara, which is a very well-known Irish whiskey. It doesn't have the history like our distillery in Kilbeggan does or like Tyrconnell has, but Connemara is the world's only Irish peated single malt, so a smoky Irish whiskey. And unlike Tyrconnell, you'll get that smoky smell.
Oh,
Adrian. Yeah. So that's a
strange smell for a whiskey.
Smell of that, and we can have a taste as well. So how do we get that smell? We dry our malted barley over peat or turf, which is basically compressed vegetation in the ground.
Now, I'm seeing that all of these whiskeys you are serving and pouring over ice, Is that an Irish thing? Do you guys like to drink your whiskey on ice?
I think it's a Houston thing. They were in the
McDonald's
car for about 10 minutes and they became very hot.
Oh, that's fair.
No, but in Ireland, you know what? It's funny because people nearly tell you, or bartenders can tell you sometimes, how to drink your whiskey, and whether you drink it neat, on the rocks, in cocktails. Drink your whiskey whatever way you want to drink your whiskey.
Okay.
If you like it in a pint with Coca-Cola, drink it in a glass with Coca-Cola. Or if you like it neat, without a doubt, drink it neat. From a Tyrconnell and a Connemara point of view, because of the fruity notes and the because it's a single malt Irish whiskey, I enjoy it on the rocks. Very neat. This paired Connemara, single malt Irish whiskey paired with a cigar, is phenomenal. Out of this world.
I love that smoke flavor to it.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which one's the best, Fred?
Well, I like all three of them a lot, but the last one there, I think. I love any kind of alcohol. It's got that little smoke hint to it, and this is just enough without being over the top. So
that's good to hear.
That's my favorite.
It's a very mellow peat. So the distillers peat their whiskey in Peat's Parper Million. This is only 40.
Getting a lot of people asking where they can buy this stuff around town.
The majority of liquor stores has it. So if they don't have it, they can get their hands on it. They we have a sales team here in Houston alone that really pound the pavement and get into every liquor store, as many as they can. But if they can't, you can get all these Specs goody-goody, and a lot of the smaller liquor stores we went to today don't have it all. But again, if your liquor store, for whatever reason, does not have it, simply ask your the liquor store manager or employee, and we can get it into them.
All right.
I'm guessing the downtown Specs has it, because
downtown
they have
Specs
everything.
Has everything. Yeah.
So just go there. You'll find it there. And fortunately, that's 5 minutes from me, so I'll be... next trip, I'll be picking some up.
Well, where can people get tickets to the event?
Tickets to the event can be bought online. I'm sure if you show up at the door, you might be able to get some tickets. I know it's that popular. Every liquor store and bar we were into today were talking about it, so there can nearly be people flogging tickets at the door. But online is your best bet, and it's a very extremely affordable event, especially given the fact that you're going to be trying some of the finest whiskeys from anywhere in the world.
Whiskeysoftheworld.com. That's where you need to go if you want to get tickets. So October 1st at the Hyatt Regency downtown, 3 to 7. And, Michael, really appreciate you guys stopping by.
Best of luck on Saturday.
Thank you.
Friday.
Friday.
Yeah, I just mean with the whiskey.
I'll be good with that for sure. Don't you worry.
All right, we're going to take a very quick break. But first, AJ's going to tell us about...
Man's Best Friend. Yeah, my puppy's there right now as we speak. And hopefully, I'm going to get her back tomorrow, a well-behaved and a trained dog. It's a puppy. She did the play biting, the jumping. And the great thing about Man's Best Friend is you take them in, you tell them the problems you're having with your dog, and that's the problem. That's what they address. So the dogs don't just come out knowing what you want. You've got to teach these dogs what you expect from them. And Man's Best Friend, they're the professional difference in dog training. Right now, for our listeners, we've got some great news. First of all, you're going to get 20% off any service at Man's Best Friend just by mentioning ESPN 97.5. Mention you're a listener. But right now, if you go to ESPN975.com, there's a link on our website where you can win a gift card, $250 to Man's Best Friend. And all you got to do is click on there. It's free to enter. And we're going to draw once a month for the rest of the year. So go to the website, click on that Man's Best Friend link, and get yourself registered for that gift card. Nothing to lose, and it's $250 to put towards training your dog. Man's Best Friend, you can check them out online at mansbestfriend.com. The professional difference in dog training, Man's Best Friend.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, this album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I'll never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from, that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
And to all my peoples in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby.
It was all a dream. Howdy, Houston. Dave South here. Sports!
And we are back on the Blitz. We're still talking about the whiskey they brought in. Jong is going to tweet out a picture of everything they brought us that you heard us talk about. So this Connemara with that smoky. What did you think, Jong?
I'm taking a sip now.
Okay. I really like that. It's not something you want to drink in volume. It's something you want to just sort of sip a little bit of.
That's nice.
Yeah, isn't it?
I like smoky whiskeys. It's really nice.
See, our job doesn't suck.
I mean,
it sucks for you today.
Yeah, it sucks a little bit today.
But you also have a nice bottle sitting right next to you to take
home.
Yeah,
they hooked me up.
So, appreciate those guys. Hey, if you haven't heard, we're the new home of Texas A&M football. You might have learned that a few seconds ago, actually.
Hubble Howdy, Houston. Dave South here. Sports!
All right, I'm going to work on a Dave South impression. I think I can do it. I really do. It's kind of a...
I can't sports. Do it today. My throat is, like, scratchy today, so I don't think I can do it, but...
It's got a little...
All right, Houston. Sports!
It's close. It's close. Anyway, we'll talk...
This is Dave South, voice of the Aggies.
You got to be a little bit higher. Just a
sports.
Bit higher.
This is Dave South, there voice of the Aggies. How was that?
Sports. That was good. That was good. Okay. That was good. He goes a little slower in his words, though.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'll work on it.
Yeah. But no, that's very close. You got it down there. You got the intonation down. That's the important part. Regardless, we'll talk with Kevin. Not us, but somebody will talk with Kevin Sumlin and catch up on the plan for the weekend. Listen to Unfiltered each week between noon and 12:30 to catch a show with John Granato and Sean Salisbury. And Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis, tonight at 7 o'clock. So.
And Glenn said that Chris Kennedy and a bunch of Dynamo people are going to be here. President Chris Kennedy and GM Matt Jordan are going to be taking phone calls. So if you are a fan of the Dynamo, if you want to talk to the guys who
screwed the whole thing up?
Yeah. You can call in at 7 o'clock, 713-780.
They're going to be in here with Glenn?
Yes, they are.
Oh, man. They got some splaining to do.
They do.
They got some splaining to do. Because that thing... Man, I remember a couple years ago those guys couldn't lose. Now it's a disaster.
And these were the guys who were in charge of the disaster. So you can call
them. Right.
You guys should call them. Have fun with that. It's like, what do you think was the best decision you made over the last 2 years? Just out of curiosity,
yeah,
guys.
I don't know.
Because I'd kind of like to know that one. What do you think was your best loss?
Glenn's tough on those dudes too.
Yeah, he's
like, he works for him, but he gives them the business when they're blowing it. I respect him for that.
Yeah. I do actually respect them coming in and taking phone calls because I know some of our soccer guys out there that are really passionate about this stuff. Of course, they're not passionate about the Dynamo. They'll ask hard questions, and these guys have to know that. So
yeah, a lot of people headed to the bar now after us smelling whiskey and drinking whiskey. They're It's encouraged them to pull out of traffic and get to the bar.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's what we live for. It's pretty cool that we can sit here and drink stuff on the job while the bosses are sitting there going, oh, yeah, drink that one, too.
Try that one.
All right. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. Happy to take your phone calls. And, boy, that first hour went by fast.
Well, everything goes by fast when you're drinking whiskey.
Probably so.
That's the way it works. All right, I'm going to tell you about Dirt Free, guys. And listen, believe it or not, a lot of the carpet cleaning companies, they are leaving your floors dirtier than they found them. It sounds ridiculous, right? But it's true. They're leaving behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that'll make your family sick. That's not the case with Dirt Free Carpet. Call Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning, 281-DIRT-FREE. And go chemical-free with Dirt Free. They're not using the soaps and chemicals. They use powerful engines, create high-pressure steam made from their patented super water. They've been doing it for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs. They'll clean your air ducts. They'll clean the inside of your car if you want. In fact, when they get to your house, point to the worst spot. They'll clean that. If you don't like it, just say, it's not for me. They'll pack up and leave. It's as simple as that. Call Dirt Free Carpet right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard it right here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll clean three rooms of carpet for just $99.95 and throw in a free speed dry to the first 25 callers. 281-DIRT-FREE, that's 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Cleaning.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Hold on to your butt.
On ESPN 97.5.